ஸ்ரீ குஜு சுவாமி அண்ட் பகவான்ஸ் கிளான்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிரியேஷன். இட் வாஸ் இன் 1919 பட் ஐ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கேம் டு ஸ்ரீ பகவான். He was then living at Skandashramam on the slope of the Arunachala hill. His mother and brother lived with him. Palaniswami used to attend to his few personal wants. Plague had driven away most of the inhabitants of the town, and consequently visitors to Sri Bhagavan were very few. I was therefore left alone with Sri Bhagavan most of the time. He used to look at me, and his eyes had, as is well known, a strange brilliance and fascination in them. When I had looked into his eyes for some time, I saw a bright effulgence. I could not say whence it came, but it had the effect of making me forget everything. It was not like sleep, for I was fully aware. I was also filled with a strange peace and bliss. I came back to myself with a shudder after some time. This experience occurred again and again during all the 17 days that I stayed with Bhagavan. I was like one intoxicated. I was absolutely indifferent to everything. I had no curiosity to see anything, no desire whatsoever. What I did most mechanically. I would have continued to live in this state if it had not occurred to me that it was not proper to partake of the food that was offered to Sri Bhagavan by his devotees without paying anything. I thought that he had initiated me into the experience of Brahman, and that I had nothing more to gain by staying in his presence. I therefore returned to my native place and began to practice meditation in a room in my house all by myself. I could succeed to gain and retain that experience only for a few days. It started to diminish gradually, and at last, one day, it was lost. I could not regain the experience. I decided to return to Sri Bhagavan. This I did, and great good fortune awaited me when I came. I, however, asked Bhagavan why I could not get the experience when I meditated in my house. Bhagavan said, "You have read Kaivalya Navanita, have you not? Don't you remember what it says?" And he took up the book and read the relevant verses. Sri Bhagavan then explained to me at great length the purport of these verses. They related to the doubt raised by the disciple about the need to continue spiritual practices even after one has had the supreme experience. The disciple wonders whether the spiritual experience once gained could be lost. The Guru says that it would be until he took care to practice Shravana, Manana and Nididhyasana, that is hearing from the Guru the truth, reflecting over it and assimilating it. The experience would occur in the presence of the Guru, but it would not last. Doubts would arise again and again, and in order to clear them, the disciple should continue to study, think, and practice. These would be done until the distinction of the knower, the object of knowledge, and the act of knowing no longer arise. In the view of Sri Bhagavan's explanation, I decided to stay always by Bhagavan's side and practice Shravana, Manana and Nididhyasana. Sourced from the mountain path, July 1968.